This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. In 2 days, the nation will mark the third anniversary of the terrorist attacks of September 11th, and many of the people who were exposed to the dust and debris of the World Trade Center continue to have physical and mental health problems. That is the finding of a study out today from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The study's main author is Dr. Stephen Levin. He's co-director of the World Trade Center Worker and Volunteer Medical Screening Program at Mount Sinai Medical Center in New York. He says the main problems are post-traumatic stress disorder and high rates of lower and upper respiratory problems.
By upper respiratory problems, we mean things like sinusitis, persistent facial pain and pressure, sore throats, loss of voice, and lower respiratory problems involve such things as asthma and bronchitis. So about half of the people that we examined and whose data were analyzed continued to complain of these symptoms a good 10 months after the beginning of their exposure and about 8 months on average after they left their work at the World Trade Center site.
And taken together, I guess this is this constellation of medical problems that have come to be known as World Trade Center syndrome.
Yeah, there's the term World Trade Center cough, which really is a term given to a wide range of medical problems, all of which can produce cough. But certainly this complex of respiratory problems and symptoms are the result of what people inhaled down there, which was a terrible mix of respiratory irritants, things like pulverized concrete, fibrous glass, acid mist from the burning plastics, and a host of other combustion products when construction materials burn.
For those who are suffering from respiratory problems, what's their long-term prognosis?
I wish I could predict that with any confidence. We are concerned that among many of our patients that we're seeing in treatment, not just in screening, but in treatment, even those who are getting appropriate care are not fully back to the way they were before September 11th, and many of them experience marked worsening of their symptoms when they're exposed to respiratory irritants again, whether it's cigarette smoke or bus exhaust, or even this past winter when the weather was so cold, cold air in and of itself, going from a warm room out into the cold outdoors, will produce exactly the same symptoms in people who never experienced this before September 11th. We are concerned that for some proportion, and we can't predict how many, this will be a lifelong condition.
There's been a robust debate about the government's response and the monitoring of air quality after the World Trade Center disaster. Did the rescue and recovery workers understand the health risks associated with spending long periods of time in that area? Were they warned about air quality? Were they told to protect themselves in some way?
Well, I think the official government pronouncements were misleading for many of those workers. I think when the EPA came out 1 week after September 11th saying the air quality was safe, it was truly misleading and had a really adverse effect on people's willingness to protect themselves.
And your study did not just look at the physical health effects, but also the psychological health of those rescue and recovery workers and construction workers at Ground Zero. And you found that half of those screened had persistent psychological symptoms. What are we talking about?
The people who were down there, besides the police officers and firefighters who have some experience, you know, dealing with human trauma and even death, many of those construction workers and telephone workers and Con Ed workers had never witnessed anything like this. And they had the predictable responses of post-traumatic stress disorder with intrusive thoughts for months afterwards and disturbed sleep, disturbed family relationships, disturbed ability to enjoy life as they used to. And many of them suffered persistent depression.
Are they getting the help they need?
Unfortunately, no government funding has been made available for treatment. And therefore, there are many people who are uninsured, left without access to medical care. And these medications are expensive. The testing that's required is expensive. So no, there has not been an adequate federal response to meeting the treatment needs that these people have.
Dr. Levin, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you.
Dr. Stephen Levin is the co-director of the World Trade Center Worker and Volunteer Medical Screening Program at Mount Sinai Medical Center.